ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम श्रीमन्महागणाधिपतये नमः ओम भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः रङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितैयदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ब्रह्मन् अलोन् इस् सत्यम् देर् इस् नथिङ्ग् एल्स् other than Brahman, and that Brahman alone is Satyam. You are that Satyam Brahma. This is the vision Gaudapada Acharya is interested in bringing to us, and for which he has to make it very clear that this universe which we are experiencing, which appears to be real, which is very real because we are experiencing it, we are perceiving it, is not as real as we think. It is not non-existent like a rabbit's horn. It is not unreal like a rabbit's horn, but it is also not as real as we think, which means it is as good as non-existent, even though it is relatively real. That this universe which we experience being empirically relatively real is technically meant by the term mithya. Idam jagat mithya. I am jagrat prapanchaha mithya eva. This is mithya. This is what he establishes in this whole of this prakaranam which we are studying now. And for which, for this, to arrive at this conclusion that this jagrat prapanchaha mithya, and he gives appropriate hetuhu. What is the appropriate hetuhu? Adyantavatvat. Because this universe has beginning and an end. This universe has beginning and end means this is what? Anityam, anityatvat. It is subject to time. When you say it is anityam, beginning and end, it implies what? It is subject to change. Okay, anything which has a beginning is what? Is subject to change. Because beginning is nothing but change. End is nothing but change. It is not destruction. Beginning is a change from one form to another form. End also is what? No, change from one form to another form. So, change. So, adiyantavatvat anityam idam jagat. Anityatvat, it what now? It is vikar, na savikaram, subject to change. Savikaravatvat, also what now? We have to say mithya. Then, not only that, it has no independent existence. Therefore, what do we say here? Paratantratvat. Paratantratvam also is there. It has paratantratvam, paratantratvat, drishyatvat. I told you all these things. Adiyantavatvat, anityatvat, paratantratvat, drishyatvat, savikaratvat, ayam jagrat prapanchaha mithya. Got the five reasons? I give it as five. Main reason is what? Has no independent existence. Which means from here itself, we have to derive the definition of satyam also. What is satyam now? Adi anta rahitam nityam nirvikaram swatantram satyam. Adiyantarahitam nityam swatantram nirvikaram is satyam. Now, with this hetu, when he established the mithyatam of this jagrat prapanchaha, the purvapakshi who and for which he gave the example is what? Swapna prapanchavat ayam jagrat prapanchaha anityatvat vikaratva savikaratvat drishyatvat adiyantavatvat mithya iti. When he established this, and the purvapakshi comes, and what does the purvapakshi say? Swapna prapanchaha itself is satyam apurvatvat. By the time I finish it, panchami will become very clear. Hetu means you have to, whenever you give the hetu, the reason, it must be in the fifth case only. Therefore, hetvarte panchami. Okay? So apurvatvat means what now? Due to its uniqueness and speciality of the dream experience, dream itself is real. So giving this dream example, then establishing the jagrat prapanchaha as mithya, is not acceptable. That's what the purvapakshi says. But then that purvapakshi also is what now? His very view was refuted, how we saw. I'm not going into the details of that. What is the reason, main reason? Drishyatvat, anityatvat, swapna prapanchaha, mithya. Is it clear? Even though dream experience is, even if it is unique, it is not unique. It is not special. It's already experienced alone is experienced in the dream. Even if what is experienced in dream is something special and unique also, it is only mithya, it is not real, because it is object of perception, because it is time-bound in nature. Therefore, it has no independent existence. Therefore, the dream universe is mithya. Thereafter, Purapakshi accepted the mithyatvam or the mithyatvam of the swapna prapanchaha. He accepted the dream universe being mithya, non-real. But what he could not accept was, he could not accept this waking universe, which is tangibly, perceptually, sensorily perceptible universe, being mithya. So for which he gave four different definitions, which we saw already, all those four different definitions. What are the four definitions? Hope you remember. Saprayojanata, saprayojanatvam, which means utility. Thereafter, internality, externality, utility, externality, objectivity, then clarity. These four aspects were mentioned there as the criterion for the Jagat Prapancha being real. And that also he pointed out very clearly, the objects, all these objects, the waking objects of waking universe, these, they all relatively real, which means the externality of these objects of waking universe or the utility of these waking objects, and objective, the waking objects enjoying objective existence, and also objective, the waking objects being very clearly perceptible, all these things, in all these aspects which he narrated by him, they are accepted by the author. He did not say they are unreal or not there, but all those definitions which are presented by the Purvapakshi, all of them are relatively real. They are applicable for relatively real universe, not for the absolutely real, real thing. Therefore, he negated the very, all those four different definitions. Thereby, he refuted his view of Jagrat Prapancha being mithya. Is it clear? After negating all four definitions, he made very clear again what? Jagrat Prapancha mithya eva. When it is refuted, what was this person's understanding? Swapna prapanchaha mithya, jagrat prapanchaha mithya means, what does it imply? When you say jagrat swapna prapanchaha mithya, all the objects of experience of the dream world are mithya. Which means a dream experience is mithya. And the dream experiencer also is mithya. All the three are mithya. See, when you talk about an experience, it involves three factors. It's called Triputi Bhedaha. Any experience involves three factors. Experience, experienced, and the experiencer. In Sanskritam, we have these three words. Knower, knowledge, known, difference, or you can say pramata, gyatru, jnana, jneya, bhedaha, or pramatru, pramana, prameya, bhedaha. What are the difference? It's called Triputi Bhedaha. Triputi Bhedaha means the difference involving three factors. What are three factors? Experiencer, knower, pramata, jnata, pramanam, no, means of knowledge, prameyam, object of knowledge. So the dream means, when you say the dream universe is mithya, you are establishing the mithyatvam of all these three aspects, not just the objects alone. Isn't it? When you say dream universe is mithya, what does it mean? You are negating the very difference. Okay? Dream universe is negated as mithya means dream universe is not real. Dream objects of experience are not real. Dream very experience is not real. The experiencer also is not real. Which means even the differences are also not real. Why? On waking up, who is Satyam? On waking up, they are real as long as they are experienced. All the differences are real as long as a person is dreaming. On waking up, from the standpoint of a waker, identified with that gross waking body, the dreamer, dream experience, dreamt universe, all the three are one waker. Okay?
ప్రబోధ సమయే స్వాత్మానమేవాద్వయం.
ప్రబోధ సమయే స్వ ఆత్మానం ఏవ అద్వయం. ది వేకర్, నాన్ డ్యూవల్ వేకర్ అలోన్ అప్పియర్డ్ యాజ్ ద డ్రీమ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ అండ్ ద డ్రీమ్ అండ్ ద డ్రెమ్ట్ యూనివర్స్. Isn't it true or not? How many are there now? Once you wake up, all of them resolve. The dream time, dream space, dream experiencer, dream experiences of pains and pleasures, and dream paths of opposites, and dream objects of pleasures, dream all dream world of objects. All the differences resolve. From the standpoint of a waker. Is it clear? Similarly, when we say, when the Acharya establishes Jagrat Prapanchaha Api Swapna Prapanchavad Mithya Eva, when he says this is Mithya only, when he establishes, we should understand here also what? The experienced universe ప్రమేయం, దెన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ది ప్రమా, ఓకే, ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అదర్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ది ప్రమాణం అండ్ ది ప్రమాత ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్, ఆల్ ది త్రీ ఆర్ మిథ్యా. అండర్స్టాండ్, దిస్ ఈస్ ది స్మాల్ లిఫ్టింగ్, ఓకే, ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్ యువర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. What you are denying now, negating as mithya, the experiencer, pramata of the waking state is mithya. Pramanam, all the instruments of perception are mithya. The experienced universe also is mithya. All the three are mithya. Understand? It is what? Just simply, not simply saying, oh, Jagat Prapanchaha Mithya. Okay, Prapanchaha is Mithya. What does it mean? The experiencer also is Mithya. That is where real understanding will come. Experiencer is Mithya. Instruments of experience also are Mithya. Experience to world of objects is Mithya. Therefore, now you have to understand what now? Jagrat Prapanchaha Mithya, Jagrat Experiencer is Mithya, sorry, Dream Experiencer is Mithya, Dream Instruments of Experience are Mithya, and Dream Experience is Mithya, Dream Experienced Universe is Mithya, Dreamt is Mithya, very clear from the standpoint of a waker. But as a waker, now we are supposed to understand what? The dream, waking experiencer is mithya. Waking instruments of experience are mithya. And waking objects of experience are mithya. Means pramata, jagrat pramata, jagrat pramanam, jagrat prameyam, all the three are mithya. Now, okay, this is the lesson. Now, this person really should be what now? The intelligent thinking person should get very disturbed. You can't, okay, everything is mithya. You can't say that. How can you say that? What? You say experience also is mithya? Yes. Experience is mithya? Yes. You're talking to us, is mithya? No? Of course, mithya. Our listening to you is mithya? Yes. Drinking coffee, I feel sugar being not there, it's a mithya, everything is mithya. Why? Because it's so real, isn't it? Then, is Pura Pakshi thinks, let me be here very intelligent. Okay? I'm intelligent. He proved himself to be very intelligent by negating all my definitions, and you know, and refuting my view. And he sounded correct. I had to accept. But now I have some point to ask him. He says, which means all of them are mithya. Means when you use the word mithya, all the three are mithya. It means all the three are as good as non-existent. Whenever you say mithya, you have to say what? You shouldn't say all the three are non-existent. All the three are not non-existent or unreal. All the three are as good as non-existent. When you say as good as non-existent, that means only these three alone we know. What do we know? Using all our five sense organs, no, all our exercising our intellect also, thinking, and how much ever we work hard, all that we can know is what? We can know only these three. There is experiencer, there is an experience, there are instruments of experience, means of experience, and there is an experienced world of objects. This alone we know. Our science, our reasoning, our own buddhi crush, even if we crush the buddhi also, we cannot know anything more than these three. All our knowledge will be only within the realm of these three. If we say everything is mithya, which means everything is as good as non-existent, point two. Therefore, you are indirectly saying there is nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing means, then where has this universe come from? This universe has come from nothing. Which means, if you say the universe has come out of nothing, then this universe is what? A projection. Understand? And who are the people who say this? Bauddhaha. Okay? The Bauddhaha, the Buddhists are of this view. This whole universe has come into existence from nothing. Therefore, it is only a projection. Therefore, what now? It is mithya. Therefore, it is mithya. Because we are experiencing it, the Buddhists also do not say the universe is unreal. Buddhists also do not say the universe is real. Buddhists also say the universe is mithya. They say universe is mithya. Why? It is a projection of nothingness. But what they do not accept is nothingness means there is no satyam for them. So Buddhists accept satya rahita mithya prapanchaha. Satyasya apeksha nasti bauddhana. The Buddhists do not require satyam. Okay? They do not require satyam. Because there is no satyam, then what is this universe then? It has come out of nothing. Therefore, what is this then? Is it unreal then? No. Why you experience it? So what is then? Mithya. So Buddhists also say Jagat is mithya. Purupaksha is very happy. You say Jagat is mithya. You also Purupaksha is telling this, you know, Advaiti. You also say Jagat is Mithya. According to you, Jagat is Mithya. Jagat Prapancha is Mithya. I mean Jagrat, Pramata, Pramanam, Prameyam, all the three are Mithya. And Buddhist also says the same thing. And Buddhist is a Nastikaha, who does not accept Veda. Therefore, for him, the whole Jagat is what? Projection of nothingness. Therefore, you also join hands with the Buddhist. You call yourself an Astikaha, but you join hands with the Nastika Buddhist. Therefore, you can be given a name, Prachanna Bauddha. No, the Bauddha who comes in the disguise of an Advaiti. Is it clear? No, you have to answer. You have to answer here. No, I do not say the universe has come into existence from nothing. How can something which is existent come out of nothing? No, always anything mithya needs a substratum. Mithya can never have independent existence. Mithyatvam, definition of mithyatvam is what? Implies that which does not have independent existence. So anything mithya means it has dependent existence, and which means it is depending on something else which is satyam. Therefore, only difference is what? Satya Nirapeksha Mithyatvam is a Buddha's view. Okay? Satya Nirapeksha Mithyatvam. Whereas Satya Sapeksha Mithyatvam is Advaitis. This big, big difference between Advaiti and Buddha. There is Satyam. And he says nothing. Therefore, this is one thing. There is Satyam. I'm not saying there's nothing. There is Satyam, which lends existence to this Mithya, Pramata, Pramanam and Prameyam. Therefore, you should ask the question, what that Satyam is? What is that Satyam without which this Mithya Pramata, Mithya Pramanam, Mithya Prameyam and Mithya Difference cannot exist at all? You should ask this question. You should not say, I'm joining hands with the Buddha, Buddhist. Then the Purupaksha again goes, suppose if you simply say there is Satyam, if we do not show, if we do not bring to light what that Satyam is, it's a Purupaksha, okay? If you do not bring what that light to bring to light what the Satyam is, it also contradicts. You know what it contradicts? Because you talk about the creation, it contradicts our experience. In our experience, Jagat exists. This difference also is there. The experiencer, instrument of experience, object of experience, the difference is very much in our experience. Above all, Shruti, Veda says, there is Satyam. Veda says there is Satyam. Jagat has come into existence from Brahman, the Veda says. Veda does not say Jagat has come into existence from nothing. So once Shruti says, Shruti Pramanam, whatever we discover, whatever we invent, whatever we find out, whatever we make a conclusion, we arrive at, if our conclusion, our discovery, our invention, our finding out, if it contradicts Veda, we are wrong, Veda is correct. Therefore, we have to reconsider, review our conclusions. For what does Veda say? No, the universe has come into existence from Brahman. And our experience also is what? The universe is, we see these differences. Therefore, you have to present what that Satyam is. Okay. Second thing, when you talk about the creation, creation implies what? Creation implies, you know, the knowledge of how to create it. No creation is possible without the prior knowledge. A goldsmith should have the prior knowledge of how to convert the gold into the chain. The pot maker should have the prior knowledge of how to convert the clay into a pot. A carpenter should have the prior knowledge of how to convert the wood into a furniture. Without knowledge, if you and I, we touch, can we convert anything? No. Which means a prior knowledge and skill is important. So knowledge must be there. And where does the knowledge reside? Where is the knowledge? What is the locus of the knowledge? The locus is called ashrayaha. Jnanasya, okay? Purvatana jnanasya ashrayaha kaha. What is the ashraya, the locus of the knowledge? Okay? There is a karta, the maker. Let us take this for example. The goldsmith. Goldsmith is the karta, maker of the ornaments. And he has instruments of making also. Chisel, etc. He has certain things, instruments. And what is that? Sahakari karanam. He is a karta, has sahakari karanam. And he has gold upadana karanam. These two causes the goldsmith has. These two he has. Suppose if I also take chisel and gold and sit with that, can I convert gold into an ornament? No. I need to have knowledge of how to make it. Understand? Therefore, the karta is the maker, is the jnana ashrayaha, jnata also. Maker is the knower of how to make it. Is it the karta, karanam, and he we know karma, act of making it, isn't it? Karanam, action. Okay, the karma, action. Karanam, instrument of action, instrument required for action, and karta, the one who, the doer of the action. Maker, the instruments of making and the act of making. Karta, karanam, karma. And this karta must be the jnata also. Jnata means what? One who knows. One who has the prior knowledge of, because he is the intelligent cause, nimitta karanam. The karta is the one who knows, who has the knowledge, prior knowledge and skill, how to make it. He can't go on taking the clay, he can't learn, have a lesson. He must have already proficient, isn't it? The touches, he can do it. Which means not once, by doing it again and again and again and again, highly experienced, skilled person, which means he's always, his knowledge is there. Therefore, this nimitta karanam, intelligent cause, material cause, gold, sahakari karanam, instrumental cause, all of them are there. And this, but the knowledge is not on the part of the gold or on the part of the instrument, but knowledge is on the part of the very maker, which means karta is the locus of knowledge. Not only that, because he has made it repeatedly many times, he also knows, means he has made it, he never forgot it. He remembers it, therefore he remembers how, every time he makes, he remembers how he made before. Therefore he also has memory, smritihi, how to make it. Is it clear now? All very important teach lessons I am giving you now. Smritihi. So, who is, where is the smritihi? Where, who is the locus of the smritihi? Karta. So, jnana ashrayaha, locus of knowledge, smritehe ashrayaha, jnanasya ashrayaha, smritehe ashrayaha, the locus of memory, the locus of knowledge, both of what? The very karta. Is it clear? Therefore, there must be, the karta must be a pramata in order to be a locus of knowledge and memory. Only then creation is possible. Is it clear? If the maker, the karta, is not the locus of knowledge and memory, if he is not a pramata, then creation is not possible. But now we are experiencing this beautiful universe and we call it a creation. But now you are saying, very pramata is mithya. Look at this. If pramata is mithya, if pramata is as good as non-existent, then knowledge also is as good as non-existent, memory also is as good as non-existent, then creation also is what? Not possible. It contradicts our perception. There is creation. You can't deny there is creation. Is it clear? Therefore, it really now confuses. Somehow you contradict your conclusion. This jagrat prapanchaha is mithya, which implies the mithyatvam of the pramata also, is really confusing. Is it clear? Then at least we can understand a pramanam can be always a pramanam can have some defects. Therefore, prameyam also can be, that is, it is possible for the prameyam to be non-real. But how can pramata be non-real? Okay, therefore, in order to clear all these doubts, how all the three are real, all the three are non-real, how all the three are mithya. If all the three being mithya has to be very clearly stated, then satyam alone has to be brought to light. Hey, this is what the satyam is. If it is shown, then it will quieten the poor Pakshi's mind. Yeah, Pramata also is Nitya. I can accept now. Understand? Very careful. Here, Puja Swamiji always tells us very, when you say Pramata is Mithya, you are denying what? Negating Creator, Ishvara, which is very difficult. No, you are creating, if we say Pramata is Mithya, experiencer is Mithya, means what now? You are also saying the maker is Mithya, Karta is Mithya, Karanam is Mithya, Karma is also Mithya. Which means the whole creation is, no? You mean Ishvara, the creator, is also Mithya. Lord is Mithya. Jiva is Mithya. Ishvara is Mithya. Everything is Mithya. No. Here we have to be very careful. No? Shastram does not say Ishvaraha is Mithya. Shastram does not say Jivaha is Mithya. Why? Because whenever we use these terms Jivaha and Ishvaraha, Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha, Jivaha, Ishvaraha. Here, who Jivaha involves two aspects. Ishvara also involves two aspects. Understand? Of the two aspects, one aspect alone is Mithya. For example, Swamini is here and Swamini is a teacher. The teacher is sitting here. When you say the teacher involves two aspects, isn't it? One is Swamini. Another aspect is what? Teacher status. Jivaha also involves what? Consciousness plus status is equal to Jivaha. Ishvara is what? Consciousness plus big status is what? Ishvara. Small status and bigger status. So, what is Mithya here? There cannot be a Jiva minus consciousness. A status alone cannot exist by itself, isn't it? There cannot be Ishvara without consciousness. Ishvara and Jivaha. Listen, without consciousness there cannot be Jiva status or Ishvara status. But understand now. Therefore, there we are not, Jiva is not Mithya, Jivatvam alone is Mithya. The status of being, the status alone is Mithya. Similarly, when you say Ishvara is not Mithya, Ishvaratvam alone is Mithya. Is it clear now? The status alone is Mithya. Swami, understand how? Why? Because the role play alone is Mithya. The status alone is Mithya. You got it? Similarly, when you say Karta, means the status alone is Mithya. When you say knower, the status alone is Mithya. Here, first let us see the example, then we'll go to the lesson. See, there is now opaque objects, and there is all these opaque objects shine because they are illumined, and there is illumination. And there is illumination because there is an illuminator. You do not know, we do not know, we do not know. All that we know is we experience the world of opaque things here. Therefore, we understand what now? there is illumination and there is illuminator. How do you know that there is illuminator? What is the proof for the existence of the illuminator? Because objects are illumined. Objects being opaque things non-luminous, opaque things shining, its shining of these opaque things itself is the proof that they are illumined, itself is the proof for the existence of the illumination, and itself is the proof for the illumination, itself is the proof for the illuminator being there. We don't need the proof for the existence of the illuminator. But what we understand now? But we know there is illuminator. How do we know there is illuminator? Because there is illumination. How do we know there is illumination? Because objects are illumined. How do we know? Because they shine. They reveal their presence. Understand? Opaque things shine. So this much is our knowledge. But we do not know what that illuminator is. And here, suppose I say, the illumined opaque are also mithya. Illumination is also mithya. The illuminator is also mithya. If I say, you will be very unhappy. We all have very good eyesight. And then we all experience these varieties of opaque things here. You know, and then we see how bright everything is illumined here. And how can you say they are all as good as non-existent? I say, come on, why I say all these opaque things are non-existent? Because they are all mithya. Why I say they do not have independent existence. If there is only one substance is not here, all these opaque things which you experience, which shine, which are very real for you, will be as good as non-existent. Okay? All these opaque things shine after something else. They cannot shine on their own because they don't have independent, existence. They exist after the existence of something else which bring them to light. Therefore I say all these are mithya. All these are mithya means you are saying illumination is mithya. When I say opaque things are mithya, I mean illumination is mithya. I mean the illuminator also is mithya. How can you say illuminator also is mithya? Without whose presence illumination itself is not possible. At least I can understand illumined objects. Illuminator also mithya, how do you say? Yes. If you say, please tell us, what is a satyam? Because mithyayaha, adhishtana nirapekshana, adhishtanam, without adhishtanam, mithya cannot exist at all. Existence of mithya itself is the proof for the existence of satyam. Because mithya is, isn't it? Therefore, what is the satyam without which there cannot be mithya illuminator, mithya illumination, mithya illumined? If you ask, I'm not saying illuminator is mithya means illuminator status alone is mithya. There cannot be illuminator status by itself, isn't it? Here we say illuminator is light. When you discover This is an equation. Illuminator is light, is an equation. Which means the illuminator is resolved in the very light. There's no, why do we say equation? If we remove the light, illuminator will also disappear. There's no independent existence. Therefore, illuminator is resolved in this light, which means the illuminator is only a status, temporary status, enjoyed by the light in the presence of the opaque things. Is it clear now? Clear or not? Therefore, who said illuminator is light means? Not illuminator is not. Illuminator is the light. That is the very satyam. Okay? Light is the satyam, but the illuminator status is mithya. Hope you got it. The same thing, you have to bring it here. No. Therefore, now this Purapakshi asks this question. He asks two questions. Who is the... That is why we understand for a Buddhist, the whole jagat is mithya, because satya rahita mithyayaha projection is this universe. This universe is projection of the non-unreal, okay? Nothingness. Whereas for us, for an Advaiti, the whole is not a projection, the manifestation of the satyam. Put it up, or what difference between projection and manifestation? The whole universe is manifestation of satyam, is vision of Advaiti. For a Buddhist, the whole universe is projection of nothingness. But for both of them, this universe is what? Mithya. Very shakeable view there. Is it clear? Anyway, now we'll come to this point. So now this, therefore, now it is very important for this person to accept this fact, not simply mechanically, because Gaudapada Acharya ji says, let us also accept. He wants really know if the pramata, pramanam, if you say jagrat prapanchaha is mithya, it implies the triputi, all the three are mithya. Experiencer, pramata, the instruments of experience, pramanam, prameyam, the objects of experience, all the three are mithya. And then karta, karanam, karma, you know, the maker, the instrument of making, the act of making, all are mithya. All are mithya means whatever we know fall within the realm of these three only. Okay, so we know what we know, but we do not know what we do not know. Understand now? We know what we know. What we know? These three we know. What we do not know? We do not know. That is why what we say, what we know alone is real for us. What we do not know, we do not know. And the Shastra says, you do not know there is something distinct, but not distant. Why? Satya ananya mithya cannot exist. The mithya without the satyam cannot exist. Therefore, there is satyam which is distinct from these three, but not distant from these three. Why? If you say there is distance between satyam and mithya, we have not understood what mithya is. There cannot be distance between satyam and mithya. There is non-distance between Satyam and Mithya. At the same time, Satyam is not the Mithya. Mithya is something but Satyam. But Satyam is distinct from the Mithya. So what is that which is distancelessly there? As the Satyam, reality of the Pramata, of the Pramanam, of the Prameyam. One and the same. What is that Satyam? This is the question, but he asks in a different way. Let us read the verse now. Hope I have made it very clear. Have I? Now read the 11th verse.
Ubhayorapi vaitathyam. Bhedanam sthanayor yadi. Kayetan buddhyate bhedan. Ko vai tesham vikalpakah.
Yadi. When he says yadi, yadi is an indeclinable word which means if. Whenever if comes what? Na, if is, na, he expresses his doubt now. Okay. The whole Jagrat Prapanchaha is Mithya. You have negated all my four definitions of Satyam. And then you have finally you refuted my view. You have established Jagrat Prapanchaha is Mithya. And which means you mean to say Jagrat Pramatha is Mithya. Jagrat Pramanam is Mithya. Jagrat Prameyam is also Mithya. Sapna Pramatha is Mithya. Sapna Prameyam is Mithya. Sapna Pramanam also is Mithya. All the six entities, okay, all the six different aspects are all Mithya. Isn't it? Therefore he says, Ubhayoho sthanayoho bedanam vaitatyam. Ubhayoho api sthanayoho bedanam vaitatyam. If it is all the objects, Vedaha means Padartaha, all the objects of the waking universe and all the objects of the dream universe, if all of them are Mithya, Mithyatvam, okay, or if the Mithyatvam of all of them is established, now is proved. If you say all the objects of dream experience, all the objects of waking experience, Ubhayoho sthanayoho means what now? Both. Objects of both states of experience. Okay? Objects of both the states of experience. Ubhayoho sthanayoho bhedanam vaitatyam means the objects of both waking and the dream states of experience are Mithya. If the all these objects of waking and dream being Mithya, you know, is established by you, Yadi, I can understand, which means then, Kaha Yetan Buddhyate. He is asking the question, kaha yetan bhedan buddhyate. It's the first question. Who is the one who knows? Buddhyate knows. Okay? Who is the one who knows all these buried objects of experience. Who is the experiencer? Who experiences these different objects? Who knows these different objects? Kaha etan vedan budhyate. The vevvera porutkalai arigiravan yaar? Who is the one who knows all these? Etan vedan budhyate. Why? He only knows what? Please be careful here. The Purapakshi is like us. He knows, and we all know, there is an experiencer. Do we need proof? Why? The world is experienced. There is experience. Therefore, we need not, the experiencer need not be proved. The existence of the experiencer, we do not question. Do we question? If you question, it's like asking, am I sitting here? And I have to say, yes, you are sitting here. Therefore, we don't need to ask this question. Experiencer is here. Experienced world is here. Experience is here. The difference between the experiencer experienced also is very clear. Okay. But what we do not know, who the experiencer is, we do not know. So the student is, this Purapaksha is asking, kaha etan budhyate. He is not asking. No, he doesn't ask bodhru astiva. He doesn't ask, is there experiencer? He doesn't ask. He knows that. He only asks what? Who the experiencer is. Who the knower is. Is it clear? Kaha etan budhyate. He doesn't say, is there the experiencer knower? No. He already, the very question implies what? He knows there is the knower. And who that knower is, he cannot know by himself. Understand? Who the knower is, we cannot know by ourselves. Knower is, you can know by yourself. Why? Knowledge is, the known world is, you can know. All the three fall within the realm of material universe. Objects which exist within the realm of time and space. But who the knower is, the very question will not arise if the whole jagat being mithya is not made very clear. Jagati satya means you will never question. Who the knower is, who the experiencer is, will never question. Because jagati is mithya, jagati is mithya, jagati is mithya, not satyam, not satyam, not satyam. Because it has been told so many times, now you ask, which means the objects of experience is mithya, the instruments of experience also are mithya, and experiencer also is mithya, isn't he? Yes. Who that experiencer is then? Kaha etan budhyate? Who that experiencer is? Very interesting. Understand? First question. If you find out who the experiencer is, you have arrived at this satyam. Okay? Who the knower is. That is why in any Vedanta class, in first when we start, first of all, you have to distinguish who the knower is. Now, for there is a knower distinct from the known. That's what we are doing in our class on Thursdays. First, which we don't even distinguish the knower, how can you find out who the knower is? Is it clear? Kaha etan budhyate. etan bedan kaha budhyate. Thereafter, ko vai tesham vikalpakaha. Ko means kaha, who again, why indeed. Tesham vikalpakaha. Vikalpakaha visheshena kalpayati iti vikalpakaha. Kalpayati means imagines. From here we get the actual meaning of the word kalpayati is a verb. Kalpayati, the noun is what? Kalpanam, kalpana, imagination. You know, it's called kalpana, kalpanam, kalpayati, kalpakaha, imaginator, the one who imagines. Okay, visualizes. But here, one who projects is called vikalpakaha. I prefer using the word creator. Kaha vikalpakaha. Who is the creator of this universe? Okay, yetan. Tesham vikalpakaha kaha. Tesham vikalpakaha kaha. Who is the creator of these objects which we experience? Why? Here again the question comes. There is creation which I can understand by my experience. And there is creator. Why? What is the... Do I doubt the existence of the creator? No. I need not doubt the existence of the creator. The creator is as real as this universe which I experience. How can he say there's no creator, there's no God and all this business? There is creator. I have no doubt. Why? There is creation. There cannot be a creation without the creator. Therefore, is there a creator? I have no doubt. There is creator. But I do not know who the creator is. This is called Ardha Jnanam, Ardha Ajnanam. Understand? We are blessed with half knowledge. If we are intelligent people, we have half knowledge. How Raja what? I know I am. I know the creator is. How do you know you are? I know I am. How do you know the creator is? Because the creation is. How can there be creation without the creator? Because that wooden, you know, product is there, the carpenter who made it must be, even though I do not know who he is. So the creator is. I need not have any special extra sharp intellect to appreciate the existence of the creator. Creator asti eva. Parantu, who the creator is, who is the creator, we do not know. See, who is the maker of this universe? Who is the one who knows, who experiences this difference, different objects? Is it clear? Two questions he asks. But when he asks these two questions, what does he imply? Listen carefully here. If the creator, who is the creator of this universe? There is creator. I know there is a creator. I only want to know who the creator is. And when he say, and he asks, how did he create this universe? How, there must be a way, method, isn't it? How did he create it? Because to create it, he needs sahakari karanam. What did he use? How did he create this? With what did he create this universe? Out of which he created this universe. Isn't it? What is the material cause using which he created this universe? What is the instrumental cause in using which he created this universe? He needs two causes. The creator is the nimitta karanam. Okay, he has jnanam. He must be having jnanam. He must know. But what is the nimit upadana karanam? What is the nimit? What is the sahakari karanam? Who is the nimitta karanam? What is the upadanam with which he, materially with which he created this universe? Out of which he created this? What are the instruments using which he created this universe? Understand? So these are, all these questions are implied in this one question. Who the creator is? Who is the knower and who is the creator? Kaha jnata, kaha karta. Who is the maker and who is the knower? Now it is very clear. The maker is the knower. Maker is the knower. Why? To make it, he should have known already how to make it. And having made it, he must be knowing it. Oh, I have made all these things. See, I am seeing all this. Therefore, who? These are the two questions. Understand? In fact, these questions imply only one simple thing. What is this satyam? Instead of asking, what is this satyam? What is that absolutely real substance without which this empirically real differences such as knower, knowledge, instruments of knowledge, all these differences cannot exist at all. What is it satyam? What is it satyam without which maker, instruments of making and the making, all this are all not possible? What is that satyam? What is that absolute reality without which this mithya prapancha cannot exist at all? It is the question. Okay? We'll see. Go and come.